Good day.
Up there at the hosers up there at, this is the news according to me, don't you know? Well, it's kind of a combination this morning of Minnesotan and Canadian, because I don't know the difference between the two. I think there's kind of a mix there. I was looking at definitions of slang words from Canada. It was kind of interesting. I learned a few things about that. Yeah, it's interesting. It is February 9th at 10:30 in the morning, a.m. Eastern Standard Time. On a Wednesday. And this is the news according to me. Thanks for listening. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for giving me a few minutes of your time to, well, I got a fun packed show today. I've got all kinds of stuff going on. I've got all kinds of headlines I'm going to go over today and some all the stuff that's happening right now in the news. There's this one, I think I might just make this a regular, like a weekly thing, at a certain time, like a certain day of the week. I'm going to try to, if I have a show on this day, by the way, next week is going to be really tough for me to get a show done. It is going to be a late night show probably. And I will be very tired. It'll either be a very late night show or a very early morning show. I don't know which yet. I'm trying to decide how I'm going to do this because, next week, all week, actually, I'm going to be on a trip where I work about 10 to 12 hours a day. Probably closer to 12. And somehow on the end of both of those days, and the beginning of that day, I have to eat. And that's one of the main things I got to do. Also to work out, because if I don't, I'll continue to grow larger. I'm trying to keep a hat on that. A lid on that, whatever. I got some controls on the, you know. And then I've got... I have some evening stuff I've got to do and, like eat again and then sleep at some point. So I'm not sure when I'm going to get the show in there. It could be for some very short shows next week, like 20 minutes long. I guarantee you there won't be any live shows, not live, at least not any live shows that are video live shows because, it would take me an hour to get the feed going on Rumble because they've got all this money they're going to give to Joe Rogan. But they can't put a couple million bucks into fixing their platform. I think I've complained about this before, and I'm continuing to complain. I'm going to keep complaining about it. Anyway, the interesting stuff going on. Especially the stuff in Canada. I woke up to some news this morning. I thought that was pretty, actually pretty good news, for the truckers up there. So I kind of got into this, kind of looked at this. Judge orders Ottawa police to return all fuel they seized from truckers. Now the headline I originally saw said that they stole from truckers. You know, I kind of wondered about this. I didn't know what the laws were there in Canada. But normally when you take someone's property, you have to have due process. You can't just seize someone's property without due process. You can't just walk. The police can't just walk up and take your stuff. Now, you're out there on public property, but there's something called an easement. Our country's kind of different because property, when you own property, you actually own to the center of the street in front of you, typically. Right around now. You own the property out there somewhere. Unless the government actually buys that property and owns it to build something on. Typically, they use an easement. And that easement goes to the center of the street. Now, I'm in kind of a weird situation because I'm at the end of a dead-end street. But however, there is an easement around my property. Everybody's property line has what's called an easement. How big that is or what they do with it is that's what they do with it. So it's For instance, you have the right to peaceable travel, and that also applies to the easement that is there. Now, if you have something posted, as in, you know, if you have a fence up or a posting up that's legible and readable, says no trespassing, theoretically, you cannot trespass across that person's property. I'm not a lawyer. By the way, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm not a CPA. I'm not a life coach. I'm not a pole vaulter. I'm also not a very good tennis player, but that's beside the point. I do have a little bit of a frog in my throat at the moment, but I'm just a guy with a microphone with a bunch of opinions. So what you do with those opinions are your own business. This is my disclaimer for the show. And whatever you do with those opinions, that's up to you. There are several words that begin with N. I do know that. No is one of them. And when authorities approach you and want you to do something, you have the right to say no. That's one thing that you can do. Apparently, there's a really good guy up in Canada right now. That speaking of Canada, that has been talking to the truckers, and he might have a law background in Canada. But basically, he used to work for what would be basically kind of like the Secret Service or the Capitol Police in Ottawa. Used to work for the government up there, I guess, as an officer. No longer does, but he experienced some of the ways that the police get treated up there. And he is no longer in law enforcement. However, he's giving counsel and advice to police officers as well as just the citizens that are there protesting, telling the protesters what to do. And it's, you know, telling them what their rights are, basically, which is just informing them of their rights. And I think it's a really good, he's doing a really good job of just, you know, clearly making it very clear what they can and can't do and what their rights are. If the police do something, this is what they should, you know, this is how they should respond. Well, I guess some judge, basically, they came and took all these people's jerry cans. They had jerry cans with a fuel, and they would go over with their little 5-gallon cans, put them on little trailers and carry like little carts and stuff, and they would go over to the fuel places and they go get, you know, fill them up at the gas stations or whatever. And I say fuel because it's mostly what they burn is diesel. Everybody's saying they took their gasoline. Well, they don't have that much gasoline. They're probably mostly diesel, I would assume. And they would fill up these jerry cans with diesel, and they come back and fill up their trucks and keep things running so they could stay there. Some trucks showed up with about 2 weeks' worth of fuel anyway. And they also have propane because they have, you know, they have cooking supplies and they have all kinds of, they got little campers. Some of these trucks actually have little cabs on the back that they can actually, it's like a camper in the back of that thing. You can live pretty comfortably back there actually on the road. And, you know, a lot of them have those. So they've got that, but they also have, you know, some of them brought grills. They have them outside there and they're cooking. They've got food, all kinds of food being donated to them. What was funny after the police first took their jerry cans, there was an army. I mean, we're talking hundreds of people showed up with jerry cans, just walking with these cans down the street, bringing fuel to these truckers. That happened. And as this was going on, of course, they were like, oh, truckers were like, oh, okay, we haven't been abandoned. We're going to be here a while. Well, then this judge orders the police to bring back all the fuel, all the cans. Now, I don't know if they brought them back with fuel in them or not. My guess is some of that fuel probably got used in some squad cars or some other vehicles that the city owns. I would not doubt one bit that the government people and government thought, well, we've confiscated their fuel. They're there illegally, so we're going to take their fuel. How would you like it if the police just showed up with a siphon and started siphoning fuel out of your car? You're parked there, you're parked there illegally, so we're going to take the fuel out of your car. Or we're just going to take your car. We're going to take the tires off your car. How about some due process on that? How about a day in court before you just start seizing my personal property? And that's exactly what they were doing. They were seizing property without a court order. It was just the mayor or whatever, city council or whatever, they told the police to start doing that. The police chief, whoever decided to do it. You can't have a blanket, by the way, in this country. You can't just blanket say, well, we're going to make guns illegal, so we're going to confiscate everybody's guns. You can't just, or whatever property it is. You can't just give a blanket due process court order like that. It's just, you can't do it. You have to have a specific court order against an individual. Now, it is becoming less and less of that in this country. Once they start setting precedents of group rights and group law, basically, is what we're headed for, you will continue to see a change in that particular part of our Constitution. Because we are rapidly, according to, you know, our fearless, feckless leader in this administration, he came out and said the other day that the Constitution, there's no amendment that's absolute. The Constitution is a living, breathing document, basically, is what he said. It's constantly evolving. Well, that's the problem that we have with our Supreme Court. Giving the Supreme Court over to people who are not constructionists or originalists. They don't see what you have in the document itself is a principle, a founding principle on which all these amendments and all these, the Bill of Rights are based on. And when you start to get away from that, this idea of the individual having rights that they are there to defend, and the government not being of the people anymore, but of these people who are in power up on a hill somewhere, when that's the government, and we're not the government anymore, the whole thing flips on its head. And we are at that teetering point right now. I would say we are beyond the teetering point. However, I believe it's savable. But it is going to take an educational process from the conservatives that the likes of which we've never seen before in this country. The problem is that the rhetoric on the other side is, you know, they basically have these chants. They'll just drown you out with chants that are stupid. They're platitudes. They'll drown you out with this stuff. Because the educational process to understand freedom and liberty of the individual, the sovereignty of the individual, has been lost in our school systems. They no longer, when was the last time a school student came home with a workbook, you know, with the homework assignment to talk about their individual sovereignty and liberty? I guarantee you that's not happening. Very many places in this country, at least not based on curriculum that's approved by the state. They cannot promote that. They can't let people know about that. And yet that is what our entire legal system, in my opinion, is based on. It comes down to the roots of everything that is based on individual rights, not group rights, not the ability for 51% of the people to vote out 49% of the people, or 99% of the people to vote that they're going to take away everything from 1% of the people. That in and of itself as well is also unconstitutional, and in my opinion, bias. You have them talking about the 1%ers, the 1% out there. Okay, what about the 2%? What about the 3%? And how much is their fair share? They won't ever tell you how much their fair share is. They're already paying 70%. 1% of the people are paying 70% of the income taxes for the total pool. Most people don't. They don't tell you that. They don't inform you of those things. Those rich people, they got to stick it to the rich. Make them pay for all this stuff. There's not enough money there, folks. When you have 300 million people, 100 million in the workforce, which is less than that now. Well, speaking of work numbers, I'll get away from this for just a second. I'll calm down here for a moment. Speaking of the workforce, if you remember, Joe Biden came out the other day and was touting these great economic numbers. We had a lot more growth in the jobs market than we thought we did. All these jobs we have now, all of a sudden, we have job growth, we have more jobs now. All the other numbers did not add up did not make any sense if we had growth in the job market sector. None of it made sense. We had higher unemployment. So we've added more jobs, but we have higher unemployment. The number system, see, they've had this phony, during the stable years, I would call them stable years, much more stable than they are now. During those years, and this happened during the Clinton administration, they started playing with how they looked at the numbers. They have all these different formulas now. Well, if you look at the E2 and the 5A and the U4 numbers, they have these different ways of calculating this stuff. And in the process of doing this, they were getting away with it for a long time because the numbers were more stable and you didn't see this wacky stuff going on. Now, you know, and during, of course, during the Trump administration, we had incredible growth in jobs in every sector, in every demographic. The economy was doing things foundationally. Now, there were people who argued against this. They said, no, the economy is doing terrible. It's a phony economy. We're not really there. Well, then the COVID thing came along. Now, I don't know if those same people would say that now the economy is much more real than it was then. They just hated Trump. That their thing was that they were so deluded by Trump himself that they were saying these weird things. These people were not economic experts either, by the way. I don't know where they were getting their information. I think it was probably partially from CNN. But the idea that the economy was not solid. Now there were things going on with the economy that I didn't like. Now, however, the big omnibus bill that was first originally passed. I think understanding Trump as much as I do, and I don't say I understand him very much, but I've never studied the guy. I've never read his book. But understanding how he is, I know that that first bill, when he came out and passed that, it was a huge amount of money. Kind of made Republicans mad. Made a lot of conservatives mad anyway. Establishment Republicans didn't care. But conservatives, small government types, they didn't like it. However, I believe I know why he did it. It was an olive branch. This thing was made to say, because he said, this is never going to happen again. He wanted to get the wall done. He came out and accepted this bill with the idea that I've come halfway. I've shown you I'm willing to work with you on things. Now work with me. And of course they didn't, and they wouldn't. All they saw it was as a sign of weakness and a sign that we can bully this guy around. We got what we wanted, now we just want more. You've heard the term, give him an inch, they'll take a mile. Next thing you know, they're trying to impeach him. Their heads would explode every time he said something. Makes a phone call to try to root out corruption from this deal that went on in Ukraine with Biden and his family. The next thing you know, he made a phone call. He's trying to go after his political adversary. Well, call him what you want to. He's a guy who's now president. And we're finding out more things now. There's another deal that apparently Hunter was making, trying to make it a forever deal with a Chinese oil company. I bet you haven't heard that anything about that on legacy media at all. Probably not even on Fox. This deal is the slimiest thing I've ever seen. They didn't get this deal done, but there was evidence in his emails about all this stuff. Now, you know, this is what gets me. You know the FBI knows all about this, and you know Durham knows all about this stuff. Why is this kid not in jail right now? Well, you know why. Anybody else would be in prison, would be lambasted. If this person would have been a Republican, can you imagine one of the Trump kids doing something like this? Having any kind of corruption in their life, anything like Hunter Biden has. One thing. And just name one of the things that he's done in corruption. They would have impeached the president over anything that his kid's done. Oh, it would have been months and weeks and months and months and years of nothing but... They're still going after Trump. They are still... MSNBC every day has all these crazy headlines. Yes, they raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago home today. This just happened the last couple of days. They raided his home because he walked off and stole all these documents that were supposed to be left in the archives. Now, you have to understand, these documents were mostly personal letters from other countries, from other world leaders. Things like Christmas cards, thank you letters for their visit. Stuff that, you're moving out, you're not sure what, there was like 15 boxes. And they're like storage boxes. They're not huge boxes, but they're also not like shoe boxes. They're a little bit larger than shoe boxes, full of documents. Well, we're going after, he was trying to hide stuff. Then they were talking about these burn bags. They were burning documents before they left. He was throwing things into these burn bags and having them burned. This happens all the time. And they were acting like, oh, he's trying to cover something up. They still think they're going to get this guy, and they're not going to be happy until he's perp walked into jail. And there are people over there chomping at the bit still to get this guy. Now, it would be just like Trump, even if he's not even planning on running again. It would be just like him to just keep egging him on. Just to mess with their heads. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what's going on. But at the same time, maybe he's seriously considering running again. I don't know. And I think he's kind of waiting to see what happens with the midterms at this point. It'll be really interesting to see what happens there. Now, having said all that, back to Ottawa. The tide is turning, I believe. Over in, what are the other provinces of Canada? Let's see if I can just find out here. I can't always remember. Provinces of Canada. I use DuckDuckGo, by the way. I've stopped using Bing, and I've stopped using, what's the other one? Oh, Google. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, I've long stopped using them. This thing's waiting. It's looking. It's searching. The one of the provinces on the west coast of Canada, I guess basically just dropped all the mandates. Mask and vaccine mandates. From the official, you can have local issues, local things still, I guess, but they dropped it officially from the province. So they have provinces up there. I don't know that they have states. I'm not sure exactly how they're set up there. I would find out if this thing would actually, if my computer actually would start to actually work here in a second. Not sure why it's going so slow right now. Right, because I said something about Google. I bet that's what it is. Yep, that's probably what it is. So this is going on right now. So then we have also have, if, I don't know if you've noticed or not, all of a sudden, they're not talking about COVID much. Now, this is, there's this one individual, and this is weird because they're saying that the science has changed. Now, let's see if I can find this again. Yeah, here it is. This is really interesting, and I'm going to play this for you. This is a CNN medical analyst is changing tunes here on the COVID restrictions. Now, here's the reason. The reason is because she claims that there's hopefully this won't play a commercial again. She's claiming that the science has changed. If you listen to everything she's saying now. Now, they have to change their rhetoric because it's an election year. They've got to get rid of COVID. They're afraid that COVID may be their – I guarantee you, it ain't going to matter. COVID goes away, they're still going to lose. They're trying to save as many seats as they can in the House and the Senate. We'll see how this works out for them, but this is what they're going to try to do. And I guarantee you, when the campaigns start flowing, when the trail starts running, and they start getting interviewed and start doing their speeches, you're going to hear them say, we defeated COVID, and the reason is because of the vaccines and the mandates and the lockdowns. Also, we saved you. Yes, we can thank me now. Thank me for saving you now from COVID. We've destroyed COVID. We've crushed COVID, like we said we would. Let's see what this lady has to say.
There was a time and place for pandemic restrictions, but when they were put in, it was always with the understanding that they would be removed as soon as we can. And in this case, circumstances have changed. Case counts are declining. Also, the science has changed.
We know that
vaccines protect very well against Omicron, which is the dominant variant.
Let's just take that right there on itself. Vaccines have protected very well against Omicron. I'm not one to cuss, but this almost makes me want to right here. This again goes back to the whole thing I talked about yesterday about gaslighting people. The vaccines, even according to Pfizer and Moderna, high ups at both places came out and admitted that the vaccines were doing nothing against Omicron, especially with regard to infection rates, to case rates. And they won't even discuss or talk about, or in fact, thank goodness, I'm not filtered here on this particular platform. I can say whatever I want. Be careful where you share this podcast, by the way, because it may get taken down if they listen to it at all. And some places have scrubbers that they can go through all the, they don't actually listen to it, but it goes through all of the, they use voice recognition, so they'll go through and scrub all the words out of it to find out if there's any misinformation, which is a whole nother topic. So she says that these vaccines they worked so well against Omicron. Now, they did work well against Delta. They did keep people from dying with Delta. That is a fact. That is a known fact. As far as we know, according to the numbers, the data, the science, that doesn't change. They can change the numbers. In fact, the administration right now wants an audit of the numbers because they want to bring the numbers down. All of a sudden, they want to bring these numbers down because they realize more people have died under the Joe Biden administration than died under Trump's administration. And we were told that he was going to crush the virus because they had the vaccines, of course, by that point. They thought they were being handed the goose with the golden egg. Well, it's going to be real easy for us to do this because we have vaccines now. And the vaccines turned out to be a flop. They keep repeating this stuff, gaslighting us, telling us that, oh, well, the vaccines, they protect against transmission. Not according to a couple of studies that came out in other countries. You won't hear about them here. In fact, the CDC and the FDA both have been playing this shell game with their documents. They'll post things on their website and all of a sudden they disappear. I better take that down. They'll change documents that they put up on their sites. things that were absolute yesterday are all of a sudden wrong today. This is now the new absolute. You could say something, just like Joe Rogan said, you could have said something 6 months ago that would have gotten you banned from social media that today is mainstream. Everybody's talking about it. The virus came from the Wuhan lab. Oh, no, that's a conspiracy theory. Oh, no, it didn't happen that way. It came from a wet market. Now, if you say it came from a wet market, you're more likely to get banned. It has been absolute hypocrisy on their part. And they never admit that they're wrong. If they do, it's on page 32, the bottom of a micro. It's a microfilm, microfiche printing in some kind of publication that nobody reads. This is the kind of, I really do want to cuss. It seems like the cuss word right here would be really appropriate. It just fits in perfectly, but I'm not going to do it. I just can't come out of my mouth. I just can't get it out of my mouth. So you just fill in the blank there for me. I'm sure you've got some thoughts in your head. You just don't say it out loud. You can just use those thoughts. Just a whole lot of baloney going on. So she says that. Now she says some other things in here too. Let's just continue on. For one thing, science doesn't change. Science can be corrected. We can understand the science better, but science is science. According to Mr. Fauci, he's science. Why didn't they just ask him? He could have told them.
Nobody should be wearing masks right now. Oh yeah, maybe you should wear a mask. Maybe another layer.
Whatever. Let's find out what else she has to say here.
Dominant variant. Everyone 5 and older have widespread access to vaccines. And we also know about one-way masking, the idea that even if other people around you are not wearing masks, if you wear a high-quality mask, that also protects you, the wearer, too. And so
Okay. So if you're wearing a mask and you're vaccinated, that protects you. Okay. Then why the mask mandate then? If people want to be protected, one way, all of a sudden there's one-way protection from masks now all of a sudden. This is the tune that you're going to see changing here over the next couple of months because, one, Omicron is going to drop off. Caseloads are going to drop drastically in the next 2 weeks. In fact, they've already started dropping. There's still going to be hot spots, but nationwide, the numbers are dropping, and this is going to continue to happen. By the end of February, I'm not joking about this, in the next 2 to 3 weeks, things are going to start opening up like crazy. They have to do this. And by the way, it's politically correct now for them to do this before the midterms. However, there's also another article here about global warming that I'm going to bring up about lockdowns and global warming that is going to something to be watching for after the midterms, depending on what happens. Or the next time the Democrats get in power. Or for that matter, some of the Republicans. I don't know that any of them are that trustworthy. Let's see what else she has to say here.
In this case, I'm not saying, I don't think anyone really is saying that no one should ever wear masks, but rather that the responsibility should shift from a government mandate imposed from the state or the local district or the school. Rather, it should shift to an individual responsibility by the family, who can still decide that their child can wear a mask if needed.
So, Wen's statements on this, I'm reading this from, I can't read it because if I pause it. That's nice. Let me try to read this without. Wen's statements on masks ran in stark contrast to her views last fall. Let's go away. See her, so I can get it back here. Last fall, when she said the country was, what is it saying here? When she said the country was ready to start. What does it say? Where'd it go? There it is. Nowhere near ready to start lifting mask regulations in schools until all children were vaccinated and other external measures were in place. She also suggested at the time that life should be hard for Americans who were not vaccinated and that those who refused to get shots should face, what was it she said there? I lost it. Here we go. Let's go back here.
come back here. Come on.
There it is. Refuse to get shots, should face weekly testing. This is a huge 180 from where she was. Huge. And you're going to see this because the political narrative, they know they need to change the narrative here. They need to get this behind them. Now, the problem here is what's coming up. And this is something called Deep State Journal. I've never really, I don't know that I've ever been to this website before. I was directed here by something called Reliable News Now. They had this particular, well, that's not working. All of a sudden, my internet's not working. Huh. After I said something about Google. There's this other article here, and it's by deepstatejournal.com. The it goes through this whole thing here about how kind of through the history of the last couple of years. Of course, we all know that. Unless you're 2 years old, you probably don't know anything about it. COVID fears, disinformation, and outright lies by the medical establishment, government officials, the media, and politicians have caused many Americans to even accept these unconstitutional assaults on their freedoms. It goes through this whole process, talks about it. However, what they end up alluding to here, and one of the things that happened, here's one of the things in the article: lockdowns from COVID significantly reduced carbon emissions during 2020. And therefore must be considered as a solution to the climate change crisis, they say. I knew this was coming because they were talking about emissions being reduced because of the lockdowns. Let's not talk about how many masks they're finding in the ocean now, all the PPE they're finding in the ocean. Social engineer and social business billionaire Bill Gates recently demanded immediate and drastic measures to prevent climate change, claiming it will be worse than COVID. Worse than COVID. So draconian measures. In fact, I don't know if you caught that in that last article, that last thing that the CNN person was talking about. She said draconian measures. She actually said the word draconian in there. We don't have to keep doing these draconian measures. Two years old. These measures have been around for 2 years. Draconian. I don't know what is the definition of the word draconian. I don't even know. Draconian. Let's see what the definition of the word. No, it's not going to pop up because I think my internet's gone, which is going to be great when I try to upload this. Now it's probably going to be 4 o'clock in the afternoon before I can get this thing uploaded. Let's see what happens. Yeah, it's not doing anything. Okay, so the interesting thing here is that you're going to see this change, and I've been saying this for a while, but we'll just go from there, I guess. I don't know. Let me try a different. I got a different router here at the house. I also have a different server, different service. See if that works. That worked. Draconian, of relating to or characteristic of Draco or the severe code of laws held to have been framed by him. Draconian. So I guess just Draco guy has been around for a while here in the last couple of years. So the definition, this is Merriam Dictionary's definition, draconian. Littering fines, it's also served littering fines. Draconian comes from the Draco, the name of the 7th century B.C., Athenian legislator who created a written code of law. Draco's code was intended to clarify existing laws, but its severity is what made it really memorable. According to the code, even minor offenses were punishable by death, and failure to pay one's debts could result in slavery. Draconian, as a result, became associated with especially authoritative actions that are viewed as cruel or harsh. This is what she's calling draconian rules. We can drop these draconian rules. So they are authoritative actions that are viewed as cruel or harsh. Yes, I would agree with that. But this, it's weird that she's using that word. It is actually bizarre, actually, that she's using that term. I don't understand how she's doing that and getting away with it. Seems a little strange to me. I don't know. Just me. Just my thoughts. Just my thoughts. That's all I am, is a guy with a microphone. Yeah, my other server, my other, trying to get, yeah, it's not doing anything. Still not doing anything. So there you go. Now, there's other things going on. So they're going to use global warming now, which is worse than COVID. If they were willing to put these kinds of draconian policies in place, what do you think they're going to do for global warming? They've got to control the people. They've got to control you. We're losing control of Ottawa. We have to get control back, get Ottawa back under control. It was never yours to control, buddy. There's your problem right there. The idea that you need to control something. Yeah. They're impeding our democracy, according to Mr. Trudeau. Ridiculous. They're impeding our democracy. They're impeding our economy. And they will not be defined by a fringe group. All the things that if you look at this on its face, go listen to Trudeau's speech when he came out from hiding. He supposedly had COVID. That's why he left Ottawa. I've got COVID. I got to leave. I got to go isolate for a while. Not going to tell you where. So he comes out and he talks to Parliament. Finally. And he addresses them, not from a, you know, from a Zoom call. He shows up. He's looking a little bit worse for wear now. He looks a little tired. Certainly doesn't look like somebody who had COVID. Because it's so deadly. Of course, he's vaccinated, so he's okay. So, wait a minute. He's vaccinated and he got COVID. He wears a mask all the time, right? He got COVID. Dang. Well, of course, he didn't die. So that's because he's vaccinated. That's why. Maybe so. I don't know. I don't know about that. Because, you know, after all, point. What was it that Psaki, Circle Back Psaki, said the other day? She said, if you're not vaccinated, you're 16 times more likely to end up in the hospital, and you're 20 times more likely to die. Why are these people dying outside the hospital? Most people would die in the hospital, wouldn't they? I mean, you would think there'd be, you know, you're 16 times more likely to end up in the hospital. I think she was quoting something wrong from there. I think that she got her numbers screwed up there somehow. If you're 16 times more likely to end up in the hospital, you would think most of the people dying would be in the hospital. So you would think there would be a fraction of that number, not a greater number, that are dying. Because that would mean that more people are dying, that 100% of the people who get hospitalized are dying. Or, you know, if half those people are surviving and get hospitalized, that's 8 times more likely within the hospital to die. But if you're 20 times more likely to die, then the other 12 times are dying outside the hospital. Well, I understand it. I do the old math. I'm not part of Common Core here, but maybe that's what she's figuring here somehow. Maybe she was raised with Common. She probably was, because she's like a kid. She was raised with Common Core, so she doesn't know any better. And you're 100 times more likely to die at some point in your life. Let's just put it that way. I heard the other day there was a report my nephew sent me. He said you were 97. He said, this just in. If you're not vaccinated, you're 97% more likely to die. Well, whether you're vaccinated or not, you're 100% chances of dying. You have a 100% chance of dying at some point in your life. That's these are ridiculous statements that are being made. It's just the fear mongering and everything that's going on. Of course, now, like I said, they can't keep this going because it's an election year. And all of a sudden, the mandates are dropping like flies. the mask mandates are dropping like flies. And it's causing a lot of uproar now because governors are coming out and saying, well, we're not going to mandate masks anymore. So now you're leaving up to the individual school districts. And now school districts, the parents themselves now are starting to take back the schools. They're telling the school boards, our kids aren't going to be masked. There's no mandate anymore. Stop it. This one particular speech therapist has seen a 5-time increase. Circle Back Psaki helped her with her math, but there was a 5 times, almost 5 times more children from the age of 2 to 6 coming to her with speech impediments and issues in learning language because of masks. She believes it's because of masks. Children are not getting the visual cues they need for interaction. She said there's a much higher degree of children being less likely to be socialized properly because they cannot interact with individuals seeing their facial expressions, and they tend to be more reclusive because of this. That's her concern, is that this is happening. And it's not a study or anything. This is just based on what she has seen in her practice. So it's just interesting stuff to see this happening. So I think the next one, and I think this is going to be the next time the Democrats are in control, they have to use lockdowns to control us again. And of course, this time it's going to be because of global warming, because we're all going to die in 12 years. Actually, it's about like 9 years now since that was told to us. So we'll see what happens. We're all going to die in 12 years anyway. That's what AOC was saying. Speaking of AOC, you know, there's some individuals in this particular administration that are absolute Millie. I was just thinking about Millie the other day. Millie is, once again, he just continues to prove himself to be absolutely, I don't use this word very often to describe somebody. But stupid is as stupid does. And General Milley, I would tell you to your face. First of all, there's something wrong with that guy. Someone needs to look into his personal life. Because I guarantee you there's some weird stuff going on with that guy. It's just one of those things where sometimes I see people and it's like, there's something wrong with this guy. And I have a feeling I know what it is. And if it's half as bad as I think, it's pretty bad. But this guy, you know, he thinks he's smart. This is one of those people who doesn't have any clue as to how stupid he is. Now, Ms. Cortez, probably, this is, you know, Millie probably at least knows what a garbage disposal is. And he's not afraid of it. Doesn't go on Twitter and saying stuff about how, what is this? Is this even, you know, what is this thing? I'm scared of it. It terrifies me. That's what AOC did, by the way. She got on, she's probably still on YouTube somewhere. She was scared to death, terrified of her garbage disposal. She'd never seen one before. What is this thing? Let's see if I can find it here. Disposal. Let's see if my internet will even work. It probably won't. Yeah, it's not working. So the technology is great until it isn't. That's all I'm going to say about that. So we have more headlines here. Let's talk about some more headlines. We've got the, of course, that was a test run of what they're saying from the, let's talk about the Olympics for just a couple minutes. I'm trying to talk fast today because I got a lot to talk about. Now think about this for a moment. We're holding the Olympics in China, right? They're competing. They're keeping all the other competitors in these little cubicles for containment for COVID. They're being isolated for COVID containment. I wonder how the Chinese athletes are being treated. I wonder if they're being pent up. There are just apparently quite a few of them that are complaining about their human rights being violated because of what's going on with the containment issues. And so it's been interesting just to kind of see what happens. I guess the Beijing has pushed back on the characterization with Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lejun on Monday, stressing controls put in place by the organizing committee for Beijing Games were meant to reduce risk of infection as much as possible and ensure the safe and smooth running of the games as scheduled, while safeguarding the health of all those involved and in the host city. But there's these people who are basically saying it's super stressful, Olympic athlete on Beijing's strict COVID-19 protocols. So they're stressing out the athletes, which is, you know, one thing you don't want to have if you're trying to compete. Trust me, you want to stay focused on what you got to do. And what they're doing is interrupting all that. Of course, now you got this one particular individual who's from our country, who has a Chinese mother, I think, her mother or father is Chinese, and is actually competing for China. Just won some medals now, I guess, and she's on Team China. Oh, and you can just stay there then. See how they treat you in the next 10 years. See how things go there for you. What's this particular one here? This is another one. So there's a Democrat governor now who's been confronted for evidence to prove mask mandates in schools were ever necessary. And all he's been given is platitudes. He just comes back with all these weird, he won't give you any proof. So where's the proof that mask mandates worked? Murphy announced on Monday that New Jersey would eliminate its mask mandate for students and school employees. The mandate will be gone by the second week of March. I'm telling you, they're dropping this stuff like it's hot rocks. Democrat governor described the announcement as a huge step toward normalcy and an acknowledgement that we can responsibly live with this thing, according to the New York Times. You know, Trump made a statement at one point. He said, we're going to have to learn to live with COVID. His statement was, his statement was met with, we have to eliminate COVID. We can't live with COVID. We're dying with COVID. It was like right away. And yet now that is the narrative. We're going to have to learn to live with this. They're going to have to realize, they realize now that this thing's going to be around forever. Biden was blaming Trump for this thing. We could have saved hundreds of thousands of lives if we had just, everybody would have wore a mask. If we would have done something at the beginning of this whole thing and stopped travel, we could have locked this down and saved everybody. Folks, there's islands out there. Australia, New Zealand, North Korea, whoever you want to talk about, Japan. Actually, Japan has done an incredible job. What we're not being told, which is quite telling, actually, that we're not being told. It's quite telling. Yeah, you don't catch that drift there. They have a protocol there where as soon as you are diagnosed, you get a kit, a therapeutic kit right away to treat the whole thing. They have seen a dramatically lower. Now, they do have masks there. And they did have a shutdown to some degree of their, not really to the extent that we did. Japan has had this very quiet, and of course, quiet, as in shut. We've been shut out of the information that's going on in Japan. I keep saying China. I mean to say Japan. They've handled this thing extremely well, and however, it's still there. Don't get me wrong. The outbreaks are still there. The Omicron has made it, but they are the death rate there has been extremely low. But nobody's talking about it because of the fact that they have used ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, along with it's an initial treatment they've had. Now, the amazing thing to me, we don't talk about this much either, but the amazing thing, one of the amazing things to me about the monochromal treatments, they can be changed in a heartbeat. In other words, if there's a different strain like Omicron, you can use monochromal treatments. They can be changed in a heartbeat for a specific variant. I mean, very little time at all. In 2 weeks, you can have a whole, because all you're doing is getting, basically you're using people who are infected with Omicron, and you're using it's like a transfusion type of treatment, where you're using the T cells from infected individuals or people who have been infected with Omicron. So within a very short period of time, you can have the treatments from monochromal treatments, as I understand it. Maybe I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm trying to talk really fast today because I got a lot of information to cover in an hour's time. I got 4 minutes left. I'm not an epidemiologist. Just all those kinds of things. Now there's another thing here I might want to play from Psaki. I can't tell what this is actually. Try to watch this real quick. Nah, of course it's not letting me. I think apparently something's going on with T-Mobile right now. I'm not sure what it is. It's happening. It's just not working. So I'm not gonna push the issue. And it probably has something to do with Google. So once again, folks, thank you for listening to the show. Whole lot of stuff going on out there. And I'm only touching on a few things. I'm not even talking about the border. I'm not talking about Ukraine today. I'm just talking about most of the stuff that's going on with Cuba. Cuba. Well, speaking of Cuba and Justin Trudeau, there's this thing going on now that Justin Trudeau may be the son of Fidel Castro. Now, it's because they're taking pictures of Fidel Castro when he was Trudeau's age, and they're showing them side by side with Trudeau now. I don't know if this is just somebody that came up with a comparison thing and then all of a sudden started making it into something. It is fascinating. Even Tucker Carlson said something about this the other day. But the similarity is uncanny. It is absolutely scary how similar they look. I don't know. Maybe. They certainly have some of the same ideas. So I guess in that respect, he's a doppelganger child. More ways than one. So, once again, folks, thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing and subscribing. Thank you for praying for me, and I'll pray for you. We'll pray for each other. We'll pray for the country, pray for our nation, as well as those in other nations that are fighting back. The truckers of Canada have actually inspired a lot of other people to rise up in other countries. So hang in there. Let's see what happens here in the midterms, as well as days ahead with Ukraine and all the other things that are happening. But we know one thing. God is not surprised by any of this. And he's still on the throne. And he has a plan. And he's not ignoring us. God bless everybody. Have a great day. Have a great week.